The Lansing State Journal has been in its building on Lenawee Street since 1951. Next week, they'll move into the renovated Knapps Center downtown. Producer Katie Cook caught up with staff members who have been there for some time to talk about them about their move. How do LSJ staffers and management feel about the move, Katie?
Well, it's an exciting time for them. They're moving into a newly renovated space where I understand they're going to all be on one floor, which is going to make it easier to collaborate. Mm. I spoke with three members of the staff about what they're looking forward to at the new location and what they'll remember from their time at the old building. We're going to hear first from planning editor Barry Keel, who started with the Lansing State Journal in 1993. I asked him how he felt about the move to the Knapps Center.
We've obviously been here for a long time, and the building is aging quite a bit. And there's got a chance to go over and tour the Knapps Center the other day, and really excited about it. Everyone is just kind of a fresh start for everybody.
Were there any memorable events that were covered when you were in this building that stand out?
Oh, there have been a lot of them. When 911 happened, most of us were here, and we put out a special edition within a few hours and got it out on the streets. And I've worked a lot in sports, so there's been a lot of things. Michigan State's national championship in 2000 and several things along those lines when they've had big victories in different sports.
So you manage the print side Yep. of the Lansing State Journal. How do you feel as we're moving into more digital news? Do you feel like there will always be a place for the printed newspaper?
I think there will. I mean, I still talk to a lot of people that still like to have the paper in their hands. And while they do utilize the online side of it for some, they still, I mean, I know that segment maybe is getting older that likes to do that. There still is a lot of people who like to have the printed product. And while our focus maybe is more online now, there still is a lot of people and advertisers, some advertisers prefer the print product. So I think the print product, at least in Lansing, is going to be here for a long time.
Will you miss anything about this building?
Just the historical parts of it. You know, there's a lot of just different people I've worked with here, and you walk around the building and different things you remember when you've been here a long time.
I'm going to miss the building, but I'm ready for something new.
That's Vicki Dozier, who has been with the Lansing State Journal since 1988 and is currently the Love Lansing reporter.
It's all brand new. Everything's been renovated. We're all going to be on the same floor. I like that. But I know this building inside and out, so I'm going to miss a lot of the things about it.
Vicki can recall several memorable events that happened during her time working at the building. She, too, was working on 9/11.
Definitely 9/11. I remember exactly what I was doing, where I was sitting. Actually, I wasn't sitting. Who I was talking to and came out. I remember that. I remember it was just mayhem because the TVs were on, and I remember seeing the plane hit. That was crazy. I remember some good events. The Ricky Holland disappearance, I remember following that. I remember the Rose Larner case. That was crazy because everybody talks about when something like that's going on, especially locally. You know, you hear things that never make it into the paper, and so everybody's pretty close and we hear those things. And that was another one. Bob Gross, who was one of our sports reporters, was killed, and that was another really, really bad one. But I was also working the night that President Barack Obama was elected, and that was absolutely incredible. We had a bunch of MSU students here. They were helping with take the results, and I just remember we were all downstairs on the first floor, and we were waiting, and it was just, there was so much energy, and, you know, people that had been here for a long time maybe weren't quite so excited, but they were, the students, you know, you got 18, 19-year-olds, and that was probably my best day here.
Vicki also has fond memories from when she first started.
When I started the shift, I came in at 5 p.m. and I worked until 2 a.m., which was crazy. We left about 1:30. We'd all go out to Crunchies after work and have a burger, have something to drink. But it was all the GM people were getting off at the same time, so there were quite a lot of people there. But it was different because a lot of the people were a lot older. So when I first came in, I was kind of afraid. There were a lot of older guys, and some of them were kind of grumpy. But I remember one of the city editors, Frank Hand, and he was kind of a gruff older guy, and I was afraid to ask him a question, but there was nobody else to ask at the time. And so I came up to him and I said, I've got to ask you a really stupid question. And he said, there are no stupid questions. The only thing that's stupid is if you assume, so ask the question. And I always remembered that. There are no stupid questions, and it makes a lot of sense. But they kind of took me under their wing. They were kind of like fathers to me. They were a lot older, all of them. But we had a great time. We had so much fun back then. We still do, but back then it was just so different.
Kathleen Levy has also been with the Lansing State Journal since 1988. She is currently the Michigander reporter. I asked her what she thought about how the newspaper has changed over the years.
I think one of the things that has changed between the time when the physical paper was our big priority to the digital age is that we have a lot less baggage now. We don't need as much space. We don't need, unfortunately, we don't need as many people. And putting out this product that doesn't take up any physical space is... And it can be done any time. We used to have set deadlines through the day, and you would know when your deadline was, and you would know if you made it or didn't make it. But with the digital product, every minute is a deadline because you can always get something out that's fresh. So that is one thing that is very different. Our deadlines are different, and our need for physical space is different, and kind of our thinking is changing in that same way as to how to be fresher and more important to people and draw people into this new product that we're creating.
Kathleen says she definitely has some nostalgia for the old building.
You know, there are certain things that I went and took pictures of before we move out. And there's a door downstairs that says composing an editorial in this old gold type. And I kind of took a picture of that. And even though the printing press is gone and has been gone for some time, there is kind of this shadow on the wall where you can see where the ink spray used to be. And, you know, it's unique things to our past and to this building that I just kind of wanted to preserve.
What's the story with the piece of tree that's hanging in the stairwell?
When you walk into the building, you look up to the first landing of the stairwell, and there is this slice of tree, and I believe it was an oak tree, and the estimated age of the tree, I think, was 137 years old. And they had to cut down that tree to build this building. And what they did was took this slice of it and preserved it and then traced pieces of U.S. and state and Lansing history to each ring on the tree that corresponded to the year when it would have happened. And so it's kind of a timeline. It's a tree timeline. And we have been told that the new owners of the building are going to preserve the tree and make sure that it does not get trashed and that will be part of the new building or the new use of the building.
I asked Kathleen to share some of her favorite memories.
So some of the things that I remember particularly about this building, I used to completely love this building because it was totally full of people. We had probably 400 people working in here because we had a composing room that was full of people who put the newspaper pages together, and we had the press department. The press was in this building. And I spent a brief time as the news editor, which is the person who is here at night responsible for getting the paper out and making sure that we meet our deadline. And you used to be able to sit in the news editor's seat and kind of feel the building jerk a little bit when that press would start up. So you would be able to look at your watch and say, yes, we're on time. So I have a lot of memories like that were quite a bit of fun. There's been great people here over the years, and this has been a wonderful location. And I'm looking forward to the next location too, because we're even a little bit farther downtown, a little bit closer to a lot of things. I think my coffee and food budget's gonna go crazy when we get closer to the restaurants. But we have had a great run in this building, putting out great products for the people of Lansing. And I'm really looking forward to being in the next building, which suits our needs of the future and putting out great products in the future for the people of Lansing.
For Current State, I'm Katie Cook.